Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Because now you're just making me mad. At first it was like, okay, woo, whatever. But we've reached a point now where you got me to the highest level of pissivity, and I shouldn't be that way because I am sick.
All right. So is it Keisha?
Yeah, it's Keisha, but people call me Kiki, so it don't even matter. Whatever you feel comfortable.
What you want me to call you, honey?
You can call me Kiki. That's fine.
Kiki, okay. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? All right.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I'm just looking at the outfit again. It's just so stupid. So stupid. But in her mind, she's killing it. The pixie hairstyle. What would you even call that? She looks like something off of Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. I wonder what she looked like without all that crap on her face.
You don't really want to know.
Where you calling us from, honey?
Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. How old are you?
I am 43.
Oh my God, you look younger than 43.
You lying ass bitch.
Thank you, I take care of myself.
Okay. you're a hairstylist, right?
Yes.
Do you have any kids?
I have one, he's 23.
Okay, 23. Have you ever been married?
No,
never married. All right, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
True evolution, that true growth as a human, it just isn't there.
Okay, Taurus night. So when's your birthday?
April 30th.
Okay, you are April Taurus. It's okay. it's okay.
Everything is just so over the top. You could just see that she doesn't bring peace based off the facial expressions and just all the noise. She looks like noise. Like, even if I put it on mute, she looks like noise. She's like 12 mentally at most. She's 12 mentally. Just 2 minutes in, we can deduce that. She got a 23-year-old son. So that's old enough to pop you. You know, that's old enough for him to come through and want to throw hands with you because you and his mama got into a disagreement. Just one of the many downsides, the many, many, many downsides to messing with this woman right here. She's a baby mama, never married. If you haven't been married by 43, it's just over. I wouldn't advise any man, an 80-year-old man, a 90-year-old man, to marry a 43-year-old baby mama who's been getting ran through in the hood for over 25 years.
There's no amount of dinners that you will ever buy for me that will get my panties off. So you really need to figure out what it is that you think you have to offer and what it is that you think I value, because it's never going to happen without real investment. And that's not what you do. And I get that that's satisfactory for some others, but it's not enough for me.
I really don't want to continue, but I will. But I really don't want to.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
What kind of man are you looking for?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm looking for a man that is very patient, sweet, empathetic, basically somebody that I can take home to my family.
That ship has sailed.
Well, what type of guys have you been dating for 25 years? I got a feeling it wasn't the sweet, empathetic guys that you could take home to your family.
Yeah, we know that, dum-dum diddy. We know that.
And let's be honest, when you were younger, you weren't attracted to those guys. Those are the last guys you wanted to give coochie to. But now that you're old and washed up, you finally want to bring somebody home respectable.
That's too damn bad!
And nobody wants to meet your family, yeah. I mean, if they're anywhere near as ridiculous as you, no. No decent man would make it through the Thanksgiving. They would leave before the plate hit the table.
I've been in situations where I give a lot and I get the bare minimum. And we're not doing that. So this is 2024 going into 2025. I'm looking for, like, my potential husband. So I'm ready to settle down.
Okay. So the last guy you said had potential but never rose to the occasion.
How do I explain it? In all short, he was a liar and he wasn't like presenting his real self. He did cheat at the salon.
Wait a minute, at your salon?
Yes.
Sick of it. Tired of it.
This is sick.
But the kind of boyfriend that I want, baby, I don't think they want me. And the ones that want me,
you don't want.
I them. Don't want them.
Right.
At all.
Wait a minute. How'd you find out?
So what happened was I was working one day at my salon, and one of the girls that I work with, she knows him, but she also knows the girl. So she was like, Keisha, she was like, I got something to tell you.
This sucks, and it's horseshit, but I'm too polite to say anything because I'm a class act.
Mind you, I was at home, like, when all this happened. So I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, so such and such was sending pictures to the girl, and she act like she was single when she was really married. And mind you, this girl used to come to the salon and be like one of those bully girls, like talk mess and trash, but I would never pay attention. So, you know, every time she say something, I'd be like, girl, whatever. You know, I'm not even worried about you. And yeah, so they were sending pictures of each other, tongue out, and all.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
These women love these charismatic, tall men who are always in people's faces yakking it up, yucking it up. That's what these women are attracted to. They want a man who's outgoing. They want a man who's the life of the party. They want a man who's social. Yeah, cheating come with that. If he was all in your face, he all in other women's face trying to talk and yuck it up too.
You are so in denial. Okay. You need therapy.
Read between the lines, please.
They don't want the quiet, reserved guy who kind of just chill and keep to himself. But then they want to complain when the life of the party cheat. It's so stupid.
I flipped and went crazy and was like, I'm not doing this. But again, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that you love, that you care about, you still going in and God still give you them signs to break away, but you still there. So, you know, I kept dealing with like some of the things that he was doing. He was taking advantage of me emotionally, definitely financially.
All you can do is laugh at it. That's all you can. Laugh at it and hope for the best.
You know, and he worked. He worked the job. He was, you know, had money and stuff, but he just wasn't like doing what he was supposed to do as a man, you know, and.
Because he was probably doing it for his main woman. I'm sure you were just some type of side piece. He didn't have extra funds to put towards your household because he was taking care of his real family. But hey, at least she got a dude with a job. That's more than what a lot of these ratchets say when they come up on Kendra.
I have brothers, so, you know, they're very protective of me. And they don't want nobody to come in and use me because they know how I am.
That's another thing, man. Don't nobody want to deal with no protective brothers and all that. You a 43-year-old grown-ass woman. I don't want your brothers getting involved in our relationship. I don't want no niggas coming up to me talking about, yeah, you better treat her right or else. Too old for that, man. That's stuff you had to think about when you were 17, 18 or something, getting grilled by a chick, you know, father and brothers. Man, F all that.
Fuck all that!
Nah, ain't no fuck all that.
I have a sister, but I can't see being on that. You a grown woman, your relationship business is your relationship business. I'm out of it. I got my own life. I ain't trying to check niggas. I ain't trying to fist fight niggas because somebody slap you. That's your business. You chose a man who slap you. I'm out of it. I'm not getting sent to the upper room because you pick pookies. So if he slapped you, it is what it is.
What the fuck you telling me for?
What?
And, you know, it was a very hurtful situation. One day, and I'll just be clear about this, I had a dream. He was there, and we were, like, sitting on the couch in hell. And I was, like, telling the devil, why am I here?
Like, what? What?
And he said, because you followed this man here. So you have two options. Either A, you leave this man alone and live your life the way you're supposed to, or B, I see you when you get here. And if I didn't pick up that phone and dialed it and was like, look, this relationship is over.
Wait, did you wake up? You had to wake up first, right?
Yeah, I woke up and called that number.
The fuck is he talking about?
Why would she think this is enticing to a man? Like, seriously, she's one of them women who will slap you out of your sleep because she had a dream you was cheating. This is nonsense. They don't have any common sense. Like, anybody with any common sense would be like, let me keep this story to myself.
He kept, like, trying to make excuses, saying that God wanted us to be together, and he was calling my family, he was calling my friends. Like, it just got really, really bad. And I was just like, I'm not dealing with nobody like that. Like, I deserve to be treated better.
How could you be so sure?
Imagine having people like this in your life. Imagine family members like this. And they got boyfriends calling your phone. I would cut off any family member like this. I don't want your pookie boyfriend ruining my life and calling me up talking about, I need Keisha back, man. Talk to her for me, bro.
Hell no.
No, and that was from me learning my self-worth, because at the time, I just dealt with anything, you know. So now that I'm older and, you know, I'm more mature, I still act like a kid sometimes. I like, you know, having fun, but I know what I want, and I'm serious, you know, with what I want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, I'm 43. I look good for 43, but I'm 43, you know, and I'm getting older. So, you know, my son is 23, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get him together, you know, because he's still trying to figure out his life.
What do you mean by that?
Should he look a certain way?
I'm not really super big on like, oh, he gotta be fine. Like, I'm not all on that. I do want you to look presentable. I do want you, you know, to have some confidence about yourself, because, you know, I feel like as a woman, if I'm dating you, you would want me to look good.
We're disappointed if this is your best foot forward. What the hell do you have in your ears? It looked like a bunch of balled up rope or something. What the fuck is that?
Just look presentable, as if you are trying to get the woman of your dreams.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
I love it. Okay. Now, should he make a certain amount of money?
60K and up. That's where we at.
60K and up. Now, you're 43. What's the age range you want to date?
Okay, so I was thinking, because I'm 43, I do want somebody in my age group, because sometimes I always get those that are like a little bit younger or a lot older than me.
Why does that not surprise me?
The last dude, he was way, way older than me. So I want 43. I think 43 to like 49 is good.
No, that ain't how that work, man. But before I touch on that, I need to touch on this. She said 60K. And compared to a lot of other women that come on Kendra G, that seems reasonable, you know, especially if somebody's in their 40s. But for what she is in the dating market, 60K is not reasonable. Most of the women that come on Kendra G qualify for 15 to 30K. Like, no, 60K is probably still a little bit above average. Nothing about what you are in the dating market is above average. Your age, your aesthetic, just nothing. So you don't qualify for 60K, man. You qualify for homeless. You qualify for 10K a year, 15K a year, max 30K a year. Deal with it. A good dude that work at McDonald's who got a good personality is a blessing to you. But you had the nerve to say 43 to 49. I hope she just made a mistake. I hope she meant 59.
Why not? But I'm gonna tell you something. If you in the 40s and you the 48, 49s, you need to make sure you keep yourself in check. Because I'm telling you, I'll run circles around you.
Stop it. Get some help.
What does that mean? You'll run circles around me? No man wants to hear that. Poor baby. She don't know how to be anything else. She don't know how to be anything else. She was never taught how to be a feminine woman. She's just trying to be herself. But that's what's hurting her.
Don't play with it. All right, well, let's do the casual cam. You did it in the beginning. Let's see how we looking now.
Okay. You know, it's my favorite part.
Okay. Woo! We see you, girl. We see you, girl. Okay. Okay.
Girl, I lost a lot of weight. I was bigger than this.
you lost a lot of weight? How much was you?
Yeah. I was 189. I'm 150 now.
Okay. Well, good for you. How did you lose it? 39 pounds.
Just working out in the gym, eating right, making sure that I'm not like overeating, especially like at this time, because I don't eat at this time. But just making sure that, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do, you know, mentally, spiritually, of course, and physically, honey, because this body needs to stay right for Mr. Right.
I love your personality.
What the fuck? Why?
So when was your last relationship?
2021.
2021? Okay. 2021 is the theme of the night. We had two people that got divorced in 2021, and now your last relationship was 2021. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2021.
Okay.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
So are you waiting? Are you waiting for your next relationship?
Yes, I am. I am.
Do y'all believe her? She said she hasn't been in a relationship since 2021. And she hasn't had bedroom fun since 2021. Do you believe her?
Hell no!
Okay, three flaws we have to work on.
Okay, so I was thinking about this too. So one, I have to learn to not expose so much, because when I like someone, I overindulge in conversation and I tell them everything. So I'm learning to just, you know, get to know somebody first, Keisha, before you indulge and do all of that. So that's my first thing. My second flaw is sometimes when I say information and I tell people my accomplishments, sometimes it can come off a little narcissistic.
Yeah, you think?
But that's not my intention. And I've learned from that, you know, and that's just from talking with family members and, you know, friends that I've been around. You know, I just kind of need to ease up a little bit, because it ain't always about what I did or what I did. Like, it'll show itself.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything, just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
It's not so much a big problem if a woman is, you know, ambitious and she want to start a business, yada, yada, yada. But for women like that, or just women in general, they need to find their man and lock in with their man early, 18 to 23 or younger. Now, if she come up with that man and submit to that man early, by the time she become a boss babe, she's still going to have that feminine energy. You see what I'm saying? She's still going to submit to her man. She's not going to try to boss up on her man, because she's been with him before she became a boss babe. But when a woman come on a dating market, 43 as a boss babe, coming with all that masculine energy, trying to lead with her accomplishments like a dude, it just throw everything off. But it's not the fact that she's a boss babe, or it's not the fact that she's ambitious or successful, that makes her a horrible dating option. It's the fact that she became that outside of a man's leadership, outside of being in a man's frame.
He's absolutely right.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.